Aircheckdownloads.com.
The greatest hits.
Radio City 2 Breakfast with Rossi.
20 years ago, that was in the charts to coincide with the release of the movie Armageddon. It's Aerosmith, of course. I don't want to miss a thing on Radio City 2. The greatest hits for Liverpool, the North West and North Wales.
Radio City 2's On This Day.
Today, of course, is the 24th of July, 2018. So who am I? I was born today in 1977, so that would make me 41 today. I am an actor and a proper geezer. My daughter's name is exactly the same as mine, only spelled slightly different. Who am I? So think about it. Proper geezer. Actor. 41 years of age today, born on this day, 1977, and his daughter's name is spoken, is said exactly the same as his, only her first name is spelled slightly different. Who am I talking about? 61054. Start your text with Rossi. Call me 0333 2025 700 is my direct line. Sir Elton John will kick off the next hour of greatest hits, followed by Bill Withers and Los Lobos La Bamba.
There's a reason for every choice.
With the latest news, this is Radio City 2.
Rogue landlords in Liverpool are being targeted. There's more news and sport over on our website.
Radio City 2 weather.
With motorrange.co.uk. Summer sale now on. Easy and affordable finance to suit your budget.
Well, we're in for a cloudy start, drizzly at times, but that should give way to a warm afternoon. Highs in Liverpool of 20 Celsius. The latest, I'm Paul Downs.
This is
Radio City 2 Breakfast.
The greatest hits for Liverpool.
Radio City 2.
This day, 42 years ago, Elton and Kiki were brand new at number one in the UK singles charts with Don't Go Breaking My Heart. And he actually wrote the song Don't Go Breaking My Heart under the pseudonym Anne Orson and Carte Blanche, didn't you know?
No, I didn't know that.
Well, there you go, and coming up, things you never knew, you never knew. Who's celebrating their birthday today? Born today, 1977, 41, actor, proper geezer, his daughter. Got same name as him, spelled slightly different, innit?
That accent was going steadily worse.
Yeah, it was. The lads in the furnace room at AHK and Lee Green got it right. They go, shut your noise, you dry lunch. Whatever that means. I'm presuming it doesn't mean anything untoward. Good morning to Jay. Thanks very much for getting in touch. Always good to hear from you, my friend. And Bingy Phillip, good morning to you. Alfie has got it right. Paul and Anfield and Craig Ashman all got it right as well. Good to hear from you. Shall we take a quick call, Simo?
Yeah, go on.
Good morning, Dave. How are you, pal?
Good morning, Shai. How are you, mate?
I'm really good, mate. Really good. So who are we talking about this morning?
It wouldn't have to be a certain Mr. Danny Dyer, would it?
Danny Dyer, yes, he's 41 today. Simo thought he looks a little bit older. She thought he's in a busy paper round.
You know, you were talking about parking before.
Yeah.
26 hours a year. I spent 3 hours the other night in London trying to park.
Oh, could well imagine that there, London. It's just for, I couldn't be doing with living in London now. I had a great time there when I lived there, but it's just far too busy.
Well, I have to work there, I have to drive there, so you get used to it, right?
I suppose so, yeah, I suppose so. All right then, Dave, yeah, you're absolutely right. Danny Dyer celebrating his 41st birthday today.
Take care, mate, have a good day, you and Simo.
Excellent behaviour. 6 minutes after seven is the time. You are listening to Radio City 2, and the greatest has continued with Los Lobos after Bill Withers. Lovely day.
When I wake up in the morning, love.
Didn't this song get re-released again in the 1980s? It was on the it was on that movie, the Western movie, where all the sort of Brat Pack were playing.
Yes, it was. What was it called?
Oh. Bon Jovi, he sang a solo song, Wanted Dead or Alive,
yes,
and also appeared in that
it
soundtrack.
It was re-released then,
it wasn't
yeah.
called Young Guns. What was it called,
oh,
that movie?
I can't finish.
You know the one?
I know the exact one. You mean remember
Emilia
the poster
West affairs
for it,
and
yeah.
all that was in
none
it.
Of them all stood in it. Oh, what was it?
Danny Dyer was in it. Actually, Wouldn't it be great to put him in a situ, actually, of a Cockney cowboy?
It would be good at that, yeah.
right then, it's Radio City 2, the greatest hits for Liverpool, the North West and North West. It's almost 7:15 already, Simo.
Things you never knew, on Radio City 2.
So, there's another phobia that I've come across, and it's called anoptophobia. Anoptophobia is a fear of being or staying single. Anoptophobia.
Anoptophobia.
Have you got that fear?
It's not, I'm never going to conquer it, am I, even if I have?
This is I don't know how they've worked this out, right, but blind people are able to dream and see pictures in their dreams. But how would they know what certain things would look like if they've never seen
them? That's very true, that.
So, obviously, if they felt an orange, they could identify, because it's that's just an example, right? But, in general,
that blows my mind.
Wow.
That, yeah.
That is unbelievable. 95% of people, that's quite a percentage.
It is.
Feel uncomfortable if the volume on the TV or the radio is set on an odd number.
I'm totally with you. Totally with that.
Do you know what? I come in every morning and there's all sorts of little thermometer gauges around the building. Every morning I come in, they're set on 23.
Oh, no, I wouldn't like that.
I just go, bump, 22, bump, 22,
yeah,
bump.
I'd be with you on that one.
I can't have it on an uneven number.
No, not at all.
And I certainly couldn't have it on that number.
Ooh,
between 12 and 40. Oh, no, matron.
Radio City 2. Travel update with One Call Taxi app. Track your taxi in real time. Download the app today.
Speaking of matrons, Aretha Franklin was previously a matron before becoming a soul singer.
Was she?
Nope. Just totally made that up.
Believed you then as well.
She did. I say a little prayer, we'll play next. It's 7:15. How's it looking on the road?
The M62 eastbound. We got massive delays there. There was a broken down lorry.
Radio City 2. Please love me too.
Happy 36th wedding anniversary to Jeff and Colleen Mullen. 36 years, pure wedded bliss. Still madly in love, happy together. Congratulations. Happy 41st birthday to Denise, who's waking up listening to us in Crosby Village. Everybody else is out of the house. She's home alone, but I'm sure you'll do something a little bit later. This day, 41 years ago, we had a brand new number one on the UK singles charts. And it was Donna Summer and I Feel Love, this day, 1977.
Mm.
1977, I was 10.
I was 3.
Really?
Yes. No, I was 4. I was 4.
All right.
No, I was 3. I was born in 74.
For God's
no,
sake.
No, I was right first time. I was 3.
Yeah, just turned 3.
Yeah, just turned 3.
This day, 1977. So I was 10 years of age. I was probably getting up, getting breakfast and going straight to the swimming pool, because that's all I did when I was that age.
Oh, I think I kicked you then, didn't I?
Oh, my God almighty. That's never happened in 3 years.
I know.
So what the hell's on?
Got my legs stretched
don't
out.
Don't you
there.
Dare be playing footsie with me. I'm a married man. And I know you. Well, I don't.
No.
Where you been? Now, listen, this is just really a sign of the times, right? I'm not saying this is the case for all millennials or whatever, young people. Almost 4 out of 10 people under 30 don't know how to cook a potato.
No.
My producer Al is certainly the youngest by far in the studio. How old are you? 22?
Yeah.
22. Do you know how to cook a potato?
Yeah.
Do you know how to boil a potato?
Yeah.
Roast?
No.
You don't know how to roast it? Do you know how to make chips?
Yeah.
I don't mean Aunt Bessie's oven ready McCain's.
You cut it.
All right, okay, that's a start.
That's a good one.
Yeah. You know how to make pomme dauphinoise? Dauphinoise?
No.
But, you know, you can make mash.
Yeah.
You can and a jacket potato. Yeah. You can make that.
You can do new boiled potatoes, etc.
Yes.
Then you could do roast. Because if you sort of blanch them off first, before they're sort of cooked through, you can just dry them off and put them in a little tray of oil and roast them for a bit.
Hmm. Do you have to do it that camp that you've just done it?
How very dare you insinuate that I'm camp, even in the slightest. Here's Queen, the kind of magic, Radio City 2.
It's a kind of magic. Aircheckdownloads.com.